This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As Australians, we have this image of being fit, healthy beachside dwellers, but the reality is that most Australians are less healthy and more overweight than we should be. By 2025, the number of obese Australians will actually overtake the number of healthy weight Australians, according to a new study by Monash University. Dr. Helen Walls is a research fellow at Monash University and the co-author of the study. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Katrina.
Thanks for your time this morning.
No problem.
So tell us about the scope of this study. What were you wanting to find out and how did you go about it?
Okay, well, what we were wanting to look at was the levels of obesity in Australia over the next 25 years. So we wanted to project forward based on levels of weight change in the population between 2000 and 2005. We wanted to project forward what sort of levels of obesity we'd be looking at in Australia up until 2025.
Okay, so what did you find out?
What we found out was, based on our model, we've projected that the prevalence of normal weight or a healthy weight in the population is going to decrease from about 41% of Australians to about 28%, or only about a quarter of Australians in 2025 would be a healthy weight. Whereas the prevalence of obesity would increase up from around 1 in 5 Australians to about 1 in 3 Australians.
Yeah, right. 1 in 5 to 1 in 3.
Yeah.
So are people just gradually sort of putting on more weight as they age? Is that what the problem is?
Yeah, there is weight gain associated with ageing, particularly for the sort of the not quite so old adults, I guess you could say.
Middle age, is that?
But there is also weight gain happening at younger ages as well. So one of our findings is that for normal weight, for healthy weight young people in 2000, so these people are about 25 to 29 years old, by the time they reach age about 60 to 64, about 30% of them will be obese. So this is healthy weight young people. That's the prediction.
Wow. So was this what you found in line with what you expected, or was it worse than...
Oh, it's hard to say. I mean, I guess we expected that there were going to be increases in obesity and that it wasn't going to be a great picture. But I guess this really does quantify the fact that the picture isn't looking good. It's all based on what was happening between 2000 and 2005. So things could definitely change.
How accurate are these kind of forward predictions generally?
Yeah, I mean, there is the scope, of course, for public policy, for, you know, good regulation to be implemented, and that could bring down the prevalences that we've been projecting. And then, of course, some people may not gain weight for genetic reasons, and we weren't able to model that in this projection.
So what would it take then to reverse this kind of trend?
What we think is that focusing on changing individual behaviour, so individual-based strategies aren't very likely to work.
Okay, well, I was going to say, it's a lot of pressure. I mean, I always hesitate talking about these kinds of topics because although it's so important to our nation's health, it's so hard for people to lose weight, isn't it?
Exactly. It's very hard to lose weight, and it's very hard to change your behaviours. A lot of people talk about the fact that we need more education around what's healthy, you know, what's good nutrition. But a lot of people already know how they could be improving their nutrition and their physical activity levels. And that doesn't mean that we actually make these changes. Mm-hmm. Treatment, there aren't very good treatment strategies for obesity at the moment. Surgery's really expensive, and it's limited to a small proportion of people who are severely obese. So I think what we really need is we need strategies that are going to make it easier for all of us to make healthier choices, and that's likely to come from the top, from government, in the form of some kind of regulation.
What kind of regulation could government put in that would help people to be healthier?
Well, we've seen with tobacco control policies, things like, you know, banning smoking in public places have resulted in big reductions in the prevalence of smoking.
So would we be talking about actually banning junk food or the proportion of junk food that's sold and things like that?
Yeah, it could be something like that. It could be something like restricting advertising of junk food to children, which has been shown to be likely to be quite effective. Mm-hmm. The National Preventive Task Force, Health Task Force, have come up with a great strategy, which we're really hoping that government is going to implement.
Well, just briefly before I let you go, what are some of the health implications of this rising level of obesity?
Well, I guess obesity is associated with a really wide range of conditions, from things like sleep apnea, arthritis, obviously cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Mm-hmm. So there are a wide range of conditions, and that obviously has a burden on the health system as well, yep, in terms of cost. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for just updating us a little bit on your study this morning.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for your interest.
Okay, that's Dr. Helen Walls. She's from Monash University, talking about their obesity study.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.